Well, there were a lot of young guys out there that fought pretty doggone hard on both teams, I thought. I didn't think it was the most artistic game ever, but I thought both teams really played really, really hard. I think Marcus Page was just sensational for us in the second half. James Michael was big. JP was really big. I hated he got in foul trouble because he was doing things so well. But Steve gave me a good stat when it was tied at 46. Our next five baskets were scored by five different guys. And I love that balance. I always think that's the most difficult thing to do. But for us, we feel extremely good, to say the least. Shoot 57% in the second half and being able to overcome some more of the free throw woes and stretch for us there, to say the least. But James Michael got a big tip out for us, and Marcus made the two free throws then. Took Kennedy to take the ball out of bounds because he is such a good passer, and then I was over there just cussing myself out if I could, because I meant to tell him to look deep, because we did send JP and didn't do it, but he's probably twice as well. No, he's not either. I know the guy. I started to say he's probably twice as smart as I am, but he's not. But he saw JP down there, made a great pass, and then JP made the big dunk. But it was a fun time in that locker room with my kids. That's about it.
Roy, after part of the year talking about guys adjusting to new roles, like McAdoo playing the three and JP sometimes playing the two and all that kind of stuff, do you feel like the team has kind of figured it out now? They've accepted their roles in that?
I think they've accepted it. I'm not sure that we've figured it out yet, but I think they've accepted. JP knows he's going to spend some time at the two. James Michael knows he's going to spend some time at the three. We're such a young group, and sometimes an immature group. You don't want to get them too fat and happy kind of thing, because those games coming up are still pretty big. But I do think that they understand what we want them to do, and just it's not a natural position for either one of them. So I don't think you can do that in nine games or whatever we play, but they do understand it more.
Marcus had obviously those 2 points at halftime, 21 in the second half. What made them so effective besides just making shots?
Well, that's making shots was the biggest part of it, but 8 for 8 from the free throw line in the second half. And they made one big three for us too, but somebody.
I'm missing which one, folks. Sorry.
I can do you guys like I do my team. That when I go in for a meeting, they not only have to put the phones up, I better not hear it ring or the whole team starts running. From the looks of you guys, y'all couldn't stand that. So, Andrew, I think that we did a better job of screening for him in the second half. They did a lot of switching, so we tried to get big screening for little, particularly for Marcus. I think the guys look for him more. He made two unbelievable shots, a little floater on the baseline. It's just a... I'm always kiddingly harping on I don't like floaters until you show me you can make them, and he's coming pretty doggone close.
Coach, James Michael did a good job penetrating all game long. Mm-hmm. Is that more of the aggressive style you want to see out?
You know, it's strange because I told him the whole team I wanted to be aggressive, and patient, and that's hard. You know, there's sort of opposites there, but I wanted us to be aggressive, trying to get the ball to the basket, on the break, those kind of things, but then get good shots when you get there. And I think James Michael did that. I love, you look down there and he's 4 for 6. I'll take that any day, too, especially if you get 19 free throws.
Roy, John was worried about his team's fight, their competitiveness. What did you see from Kentucky in that area, in this atmosphere?
Well, I thought they fought really well, but John knows his team a heck of a lot better than I do. But I thought both teams in the first half, I thought they were getting every loose ball. And usually effort shows up on turnovers and rebounds. And I think they had more turnovers, but they also had a heck of a lot more rebounds. I thought they were doing a better job. We were getting killed on free throw box outs. There were four times during the game that they missed the free throw and still got the rebound. And one of those, they turned it into three, and two more, they turned it into baskets. But I think you'd have to talk to John about that. But I really thought both teams were playing really, really hard.
Did you think your guys could bully them a little bit? Did you think
bully
them? Physical with them?
No,
Cal has also talked about being concerned about when they get punched.
We barely look good going through an airport. We're not. I don't want a street fight with anybody. My God.
How difficult is that for you on the sideline to watch those last minute and a half and watching all those free throws?
It's difficult. There's no question. And I thought that we'd make a bunch of them, and we made enough, but not a bunch. And you've got to go back and be more attentive to details, practice harder. I told him, I said, don't come out there politicking and walking around laughing and joking and talking to all the coaches. Get your butt on the free throw line and shoot more free throws.
Is that all you can do? I mean, shoot, or are there other things?
If I knew, I guarantee I would try the other things, but I don't think there is. You know, Jackson is really a good free throw shooter, really a good free throw shooter. And I told him in there, he's thrilled about the win, but he's so mad at himself. I said, you'll make them next time, and I believe that.
Jerry.
Roy, did you guys play Randall more man-to-man there, or how did you guys defend him?
Well, we did try to. We played man-to-man. I think we played zone maybe 8 or 9 possessions the whole game. We tried to deny him the ball, and we wanted to give him the guy that was guarding him, give him some help, particularly if he was on the low block because he's so effective in there. You know, he still shot, only 6 free throws. He was averaging 9 free throws a game, but his foul trouble hurt him too. I think that in the first half he set out a good bit of the first half because of foul trouble.
Well, despite what you said about the airport, you guys seem to be playing real tough mentally. You seem to have a mental toughness. How pleased are you with the swagger and the confidence this group's playing with?
Well, I wasn't very happy yesterday at practice. You know, the day before the Michigan State game, we had a great practice. Yesterday, we stunk it up. But we had 2 practices all week, and so we went probably 20 to 30 minutes longer yesterday than we normally would the day before a game just to get the study and the exams and everything out of their system, try to get them ready to play, because we first 10 or 15 minutes, we were okay, and then we got awfully sluggish after that. But I don't know that anybody's got a perfect answer to that.
A couple more. Coach Cal's ready. Anybody else?
What did you see out of Kentucky's offense? The second half, all they did basically was just power basketball right down the lane.
Yeah, they drove us like crazy. We got to get in the stance, do a better job, and not let a guy just drive you straight to the basket. We hurt ourselves by putting them. I mean, you know, both of us are saying free throws, you foul too much, but at least they were intentionally fouling at the end. We were trying not to foul. But they're really an aggressive team and taking the ball to the basket and can make those shots too.
Coach, thanks. Players available in the line.